In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Turn in your Bibles to the 107th Psalm. The 107th Psalm. Psalm 107. In Psalm 107, beginning at the first verse, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Tell yourself, the Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
Say it again.
The Lord is good.
Say, the Lord is good to me.
The Lord is good to me.
Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever. It's good to know. Look at verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord. Yeah. Now, if you redeemed, raise your hand. In other words, you're born again. You know, you saved. Amen. All right. Now, so these are instructions to the believers. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
Amen.
I have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. You have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. And I want to share with you a few minutes. And matter of fact, that's my subject. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You need to know who you are in Christ as a believer. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I do not belong to the devil anymore.
Amen.
I am a child of God. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Can I tell you something? God gave all of us a mouth, didn't he? Placed a tongue in our heads. Now, one purpose for our mouth is for eating and drinking, for nourishment. Amen.
Amen.
But that's not the only purpose for our mouth. God gave us mouths to praise God.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are to allow his word to flow forth through our mouths.
Amen.
See, we have to understand who we are. We're made in his image. We're made in his likeness. His spirit dwells on the inside of us. Amen. So when we speak, somebody's listening. When we speak the word of God, heaven's listening. When we are saying something we shouldn't, hell's listening. Or the devil's listening, we say it that way. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Proclaim your redemption through Christ Jesus. Now, I like the way the Apostle Peter put it. So let's go to 1 Peter, the first chapter. Let's see what Peter has to say. 1 Peter chapter 1. Hallelujah. And I'll begin reading at verse 18. Listen at this. Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers. But listen to this. I love this. But with the precious blood of Christ. Did you get that? But with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who through him believe in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, through the Spirit in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Somebody ought to shout about that. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 24. Because all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass withers, and its flower fall away. But what? Say what? Amen. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Hallelujah. And let me finish this verse. Now this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Let me tell you something. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We as redeemed people that have been redeemed out of the hand of the devil need to have God's redemptive words flowing out of our mouth, reminding us of who we are. Because if you don't talk about it, you have a tendency to forget who you are. And then you'll begin to say things about yourself that's contrary to the word of God.
That's right.
I have been redeemed from the enemy. He has nothing on me.
Amen.
I am not his property.
Amen.
I belong to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Or are you still here?
Amen.
But notice what it says back in Psalm 107. It says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It has to come out of your mouth, brothers and sisters. It has to come out of your mouth. Even when you don't feel good, let the word of God come out of your mouth. Even when things don't look too good, let the word of God flow out of your mouth. Because the redeemed of the Lord says so. Or they should. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier, our mouths are a powerful thing. Some of what we live in today is based on what we said yesterday. Yesteryear, yesterdecade. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at that. I don't know if I'm going to finish this today or not, so I'm not rushing. But I just want us to look at some things in Scripture. Now, I'm going to try to speed this up. So upstairs, guys, try to keep up with me. Matthew chapter 12, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12. We'll talk about the power of our words. Matthew chapter 12. Now, for the sake of time, I'm just going to read one verse here. Well, I'll read three verses. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. Is where I began. And this is Jesus teaching here. He said, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil things. But listen at what he says in verse 36. But I say to you that every idle word men speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment. But listen, look at verse 37. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Listen to what I'm telling you. Your words are powerful. Your words, our words, affect our future. Even those who don't know Christ, are you hearing me? Even those who don't know the Lord, on the day of judgment, at the white throne judgment, every idle word that they spoke has been recorded. It's been recorded. Glory to God. I'm so glad to know, hallelujah, every outer word that I spoke before I got saved is all washed out by the blood. Hallelujah. Words are powerful. Because we're created in, you know this, because we're created in the image and likeness. Everybody say likeness.
Likeness.
Say it again.
Likeness.
We're not God, but we're created in his likeness simply because we're spiritual beings. We're spiritual beings. You've heard me say it many, many times. We're spiritual beings and we are going to either live or exist for all eternity. Well, I'm here to tell you that I'm living. Glory to God. And oh, what a life. And it gets better and better and better until I reach the other side, get my brand new body that is not perishable, that is perfect in every way. I said perfect in every way. Glory to God. Sometimes folks, you get all upset because of the way you look. Man, I wish I had a different shape. You know, I'm this and I'm that. And I don't like the way I look. Well, you be good to what you get. Be good to what you do have. I say be good to what you do have, because God gave it to you. Amen. But if you ain't but 4'5", just praise the Lord at 4'5".
That's right.
If you're 6'8", you praise the Lord at 6'8".
Amen.
Because this is just your temporary body. You hear what I'm saying? This is just our temporary body. This is our earthly body. This is the body that we're to be in while we're here in the earth. Now, we're supposed to take good care of it. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, we're supposed to take good care of it. But stop griping. Man, I wish I was tall. I wish I was tall. I wish I was short. I wish I was this. Shut up and just praise the Lord. Thank God for what you got. Thank God for what you got. Because that's all you getting while you're here in the earth. Don't the Bible say we can't make ourselves taller or shorter? Now, there are some folks try to stretch themselves. But basically, you are who you are. So you praise God and you worship God where you are. But then there's coming a time when everything will be perfect. I said everything will be perfect. And I want to tell you, please don't miss out on that. But you have to get saved. You have to have Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. All right, let's move on. Let me see. I hope I wrote this down right. Psalm 19. I wrote it kind of hurriedly. 19th Psalm. And listen to what the psalmist said here. I'll just read one verse. Listen to this. Let the words of my mouth. Verse 14. Yes. Psalm 19, verse 14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
I want my words to be acceptable in the sight of God.
Yes,
Lord.
And that was David's prayer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, which is our strength and our what?
Redeemer.
Our Redeemer.
Amen.
One of the greatest things and compliments you can do for God is to repeat his words after him.
Amen. 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 Glory.
That's good.
Glory. Yeah. Thank you.
Didn't Jesus say that we had to have childlike faith? What do children do? Children do. They say what they hear their parents say. They repeat what they hear their parents say. Because that's a child for you. They're learning. They're learning. So when that's where you need to be careful. What you say around your children. Because they're repeat. If you tell them they're ugly and no good, they're gonna believe that. I've been around parents say things like this, and maybe some of you said it, but if that's the case, just repent, or maybe you already have. And but tell the child the devil's going to get you. Anybody ever heard that? I'm not going to ask if you've ever said it. Just if you heard it. The devil's going to get you. The devil's going. That's imparting fear into that child. I don't remember my mother, and she was not an educated woman. She was not educated at all. She could read and write. Neither one of our parents were very educated people. But my mother could read and write and everything. She would read the Bible to me. She couldn't pronounce all the words, and that's no big deal because I can't either. How to pronounce them very slowly. Make sure you get everything in there. I don't ever remember. And I don't know how you feel, but I never remember my mother ever telling me that the devil's going to get you, boy. But she'd read the Bible to me the best she could. Especially the gospel, some in the Gospel of John, and I was eating it up. She was not a very educated woman, but she was such a good woman. And you know what? I just believe she has a great reward because she had a great impact on my life. She had a great impact on your life. Amen, my sister. A little kid I used to hear back in the bedroom on her knees by the bed praying. I remember that before you were born. I didn't understand it all then, but she'd be praying. She had a time of prayer. She was hungry for God, hungry for more of God. I remember her telling me, we're going to move on. But I remember her telling me one time, she says, you know, I'm not going to mention the church that she grew up in. But I remember her telling me, because my aunt had moved away and they would come home and talk about their church and what was going on in their church. And she called their church a sanctified church. Y'all ever heard that term? Sanctified church or holiness church. And which my mother was not a member of that denomination. But I remember her telling me, oh, I would love to be a member and go to a sanctified church. She ever tell you that? She did. Yeah. She was hungry for more of God. She wanted more of God. Amen. So and just as a little word here, don't ever think your children are not listening to you. You keep on doing right. You keep on teaching them right. planting that seed. Amen. All right, let's move on. Are you still with me?
Amen.
All right, let's go to Proverbs. We're talking about our words now. Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. In Proverbs chapter 4, I'll just begin reading at verse 20. It said, "My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh." Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
"Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life." Now look what it says in verse 24. "Put away from you a deceitful mouth." Put away from you a deceitful mouth. "And put perverse lips far from you." I could read the rest of this, but I'm going to stop right there for now, for the sake of time. The Bible has a lot to say about our mouth. What we should be doing with it and what we should not be doing with it. Amen. You want to go another one? All right. We're still in Proverbs. Flip over to the 18th chapter. And I'll begin reading at verse 20. Proverbs 18, verse 20. "A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled." Tell you what, I'd be very careful what I said. I'd be saying things like, and I do say them, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Another way of saying that, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack." If everything took a downturn, we got to know that God is still faithful.
Amen.
We got to know that his word still works.
Amen.
But listen at what it says. I'll take a look at what it says in verse 21. "Death and life are in the what? The power of the tongue." The power of the tongue. This little member in our head is a powerful thing. It can take us down or it can raise us up.
Amen.
Think about that. Not only that, we need to be very careful to what we say to others. I want to read this one again. Get this in your spirit. "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now listen to this. When we confess with our mouths what God has done, it seals it in our hearts. Turn to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. You familiar with Psalm 91? I'm sure you are. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. All right. Put verse 2 on the screen. Psalm 91:2. Read it for me on 3. 1, 2, 3. Read it again.
I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him I will trust.
I will say. Now, notice what verse 1 says. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say. I will say. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him I will trust. And then it goes on. I didn't intend to read the whole psalm, but I'll read some of it. It goes on after he says this, then he goes on to say, surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence.
Yes, yes.
That comes after he said, I'll say of the Lord.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
That comes afterwards. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you shall take refuge. His truth, everybody say truth. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 shall may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. Finish that verse.
But they shall not come near me.
Because I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Might as well read a little more. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For He give His angels what?
Charge
over you to do what?
Keep us.
Because they've been listening to you talk.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
They've been hearing your words. They're activated by your words.
Amen. Thank
you. When you're talking a whole bunch of foolishness and cursing and swearing and all, they're not going to respond to that. Demons will.
Right.
Devils will. But we got to make sure we close all those doors.
Amen.
and let the word of God flow out of our mouths. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So verse 11 again, might as well got this for, might as well finish the psalm, don't you think? For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, that's devils, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample under feet. We used to sing a song, the devil's under my feet.
Yes, he is.
The devil's under my feet. Y'all remember the words of that? Sing it real quick. Come on, come on. Times are wasting. Sil and Bobby, go ahead and sing it. The devil's under my feet. Y'all listening now.
The devil's under my feet. Now my victory is complete. Jesus, poor invincibility, made a show of him hopefully.
Bum, 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 bum. Oh, glory. Come here, Greg. Now, y'all going to share a mic. Cause see, the folks out there, they can't hear y'all. We hear you here in the sanctuary. They can't. They say, what are they saying? What are they? So we're going to give y'all a chance to sing it through one more time. You can sing it together. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
He's under my feet. He's under my feet. Now my victory is complete.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus bore principality.
He spoiled.
In a show of him openly. He's under my feet.
Yeah. Yes, hey.
The devil's under my feet.
Oh, hallelujah. One more time. One more time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. I'm being blessed. Go ahead.
Hey. He's under my feet. He's under my feet.
Yes,
now my victory is complete. Jesus bore principality, made a show of him hopefully. He's under my feet.
Yeah.
The devil's under my feet.
Yeah.
I'll give the Lord praise, will you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And listen to what it says. Verse 13, Psalm 91. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra. The young lion and the serpent you shall what? Trample under foot. Hallelujah. Verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. And listen at this one. He shall call, and this he or she, shall call upon me and I will answer him. Listen at this. I will. Everybody say, he will.
He will.
I will be with him or her in trouble. I will deliver him or her and honor him.
Yes.
Are you ready for 16?
Yes.
Well, if Melvin was up here, I'd get a drum roll. But we had to go without the drum roll. With long life, I will satisfy him and do what? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
Speak God's word. Let God's word come out of your mouth. Well, I don't feel like it. We don't walk by feelings. We walk by faith. I said we walk by faith. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I didn't quite finish, but we'll stop right here. We're living in a time now when folk just don't pay attention to what they're saying. And they don't realize, because of who they are, they have set themselves up for unnecessary problems. God is faithful. God is faithful. And let his words flow from your mouth. Remind yourself, I have been redeemed. I have been redeemed from the power of the devil. He is not my Lord. I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. Amen. And like Minister Tony shared with you in Sunday school this morning, he is the God of this world, little g, this world system, cosmos. He's the God of this world and this world system, but he's not my God. I'm in the world, but I made a decision. I'm not going to be of the world. Amen. Hallelujah. Say it this way. I march by a different drummer. Glory to God. Jesus is my Lord. And I can sing the song, I know my Redeemer lives. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout, will you? Thank you, Father God. Father, we thank you. May we let your word flow through our lips to be.